Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And today's program is all about language. So, as we were planning out the show, we found ourselves thinking about a special set of words. You know, the bad words.
Bad words, dirty, filthy, foul, vile.
This is the late comedian George Carlin's classic routine, The Seven Dirty Words, which is all about, well, curse words.
Street talk, gutter talk, locker room language, barracks talk.
Now, you have to use your imagination a little here, because, of course, we can't say any of these words on the radio. Because if we were to do that, this guy would come after us.
Hi, I'm Mark Memmott.
Mark is the Standards and Practices Editor at NPR.
You know, you could call me the internal police.
One of Mark's jobs is to make sure that NPR programs keep it clean. And here's the rationale.
One reason is we don't want to offend people. We don't want to drive people away. We don't want them to turn the radio off. And the second reason is that these are public broadcasting airwaves that we deal with, and they are regulated by the FCC, and there have been court decisions that uphold the FCC's authority to regulate them and to decide that in certain times of the day, there are certain words that just shouldn't be heard.
It's just like we've decided there be some words we won't say all the time, and I was just trying to find out which words they were, for sure, all of them. I wanted a list, because nobody gives you a list.
Well, There's a list in the public imagination, and it's mostly thanks to George Carlin.
So we got to wondering, what are the seven dirty palabras in Spanish? Because George Carlin never made a version en español, right? So in order to figure this out unscientifically, we enlisted the help of Felipe Esparza. He's a comedian from Los Angeles and a pretty funny one who in 2010 won the NBC show The Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, I was so happy to win Last Comic Standing. You know, I never won anything in my life, but now since I won, I've been randomly selected at every airport in America.
So, Felipe, do you think that there are, in fact, you know, the equivalent of the seven dirty words in Spanish?
Man, there must be like 100. Because sometimes you take one word and it means a total different meaning when you say it in a different tone.
So do you like swearing more in Spanish than in English?
I think when I swear in Spanish during my act, it's much funnier than in English. It gets a better laugh. The people listening, they feel a part of it. Okay, he's one of us. And then the people listening who are not Spanish or Mexican, they're okay, that's part of his culture. Let's laugh.
I think for me, when I swear in English, it's kind of straightforward, a little bit angrier. I mean, they're monosyllabic, right? I mean, it's like, mm, or, mm. Whereas in Spanish, It's like, or like, you know, there's like, it's not just the one syllable kind of thing.
It's like you might say, let go of me. But in Spanish, suéltame, hijo de tu p***.
I would have used the C one there. I thought you were going to say, suéltame, c***, you know? I remember so much that we knew that Dad, who is very serious, we always knew that he was really upset if he ever swore in English. So the first time that my dad said, damn it, oui.
Oh, my dad would get mad and say, and then I know he was serious when he said, samanagan.
So I want to ask you, Felipe, because you're a performer, so when you're doing stuff on Spanish language television or English language television, how are you processing what words you can or can't say? Or do you just, you know, let it rip and let the chips fall where they may?
I really don't know what words those are in the Spanish language, because they get away with so much.
Have you ever heard of the show José Luis Sin Censura?
Yeah, that show was wild, man.
Estoy embarazada.
¿Cómo?
Sí, mamá.
Estoy embarazada.
It got so wild that actually there was a whole campaign to get them off the air.
Yeah, that show was like Jerry Springer with steroids.
Jerry Springer on steroids in Spanish.
This is Jessica Gonzalez, Vice President of the National Hispanic Media Coalition.
It was the most disgusting program, airing some things that you would never see or hear on English language media. This was not your run-of-the-mill indecency. This was blatant nudity of all kinds of parts, violent beating of women and of LGBT people paired with indecent, obscene language.
José Luis Sin Censura bleeped some curse words, but they let many more through, especially anti-gay slurs. So, in 2011, González's organization filed an indecency complaint against the show's producer, Lieberman Broadcasting.
And ultimately what happened is that Lieberman Broadcasting settled with the FCC, agreed to pay a $110,000 fine to the U.S. Treasury.
José Luis Sin Censura was an extreme case, and thanks to the campaign against the show, it got taken off the air. But it's not the only place where bad language slips into Spanish TV and radio.
We've had several complaints in the past of radio broadcasters who were essentially broadcasting pornography without any repercussions.
Looking through the FCC's public records, we found that the agency filed an action called a Notice of Apparent Liability 67 times against broadcasters since the year 2000. But only 8 of those actions had to do with Spanish language programming. Now, the FCC only investigates a case when they get complaints. So part of the discrepancy might be that Spanish speakers aren't submitting as many complaints. González believes that the biggest issue is the lack of Spanish-speaking staff at the agency. According to the FCC, only 3% of their employees are Latino.
This is not like some random language. This is a very pervasive language. It's the second most spoken language in the U.S. And in order to really fulfill their statutory duties, they need to staff up so that they can enforce their rules.
González says she's not interested in being the indecency police. She just wants to see the same standards applied to both languages. All right, Felipe, so as a comedian, what do you think about all of this? Because obviously with José Luis Sin Censura, there was a sense that there was hate speech involved. But in a lot of other cases, if nobody's being hurt, is saying bad words on air really so bad?
I don't know. I would like to know who said these were bad words and why are they bad? Or when does it become too offensive? Like, how many letters does it take for it to be offensive?
So you say we shouldn't be policing the airwaves too much.
Oh, no, man. Leave my novelas the way they are.
Don't touch Felipe's novelas. Comedian Felipe Esparza spoke to us from Los Angeles.